Suzanne, you've been involved with the Literacy Council of Claremont and Brown Counties for a long time.
Yeah.
How long?
It's been about 15 years. And initially, I got involved as a tutor. I was tutoring a man from Brazil who came over here at about age 60 with his wife. And he was looking for some conversational practice of his English skills. He was a little unusual for the agency. Most of the people who come to the Literacy Council of Claremont and Brown Counties are people who are Americans who have somehow fallen through the cracks and have low literacy because of learning disabilities and that sort of thing. But my tutee was an English as a second language student.
Well, how'd you get hooked up in the first place?
You know,
how'd you find out about it?
Well, literacy is so important to me, and I feel like it's something we all sort of take for granted. Obviously, as someone in the communications field, it's pretty pivotal to what I do. I write a lot for radio. And then even as a musician, literacy, you know, musical literacy is something that is just taken for granted as well. I love to read as well. So for me, it's both a professional and a pleasurable personal kind of an activity. So it was always important to me. And it just shocked me to think that there are so many people who don't enjoy the pleasure and can't take for granted the necessity of literacy because they don't have a functional literacy level. And so I just went out seeking an agency that would put me in touch with someone who needed that kind of a help. So it was purely self-driven and self-motivated.
Since you started, what'd you say, 15 years ago?
Yeah, about 15 years
ago. Have those numbers risen, fallen, stay the same?
Been sort of the same, you know, and it sort of depends on which study you look at. But again, it's about 23% national average.
23.
Adult population. 23% of the adult population. It is really shocking. To me, that's an epidemic.
Yeah.
I travel a lot, and I travel to other countries. And, you know, I can sort of find my way around some languages. But there are a couple of places I've traveled where I do not know the language, and it's really difficult. And the one that really comes to mind is Tokyo. And, you know, when you go to a country where you really truly, you can't even make out what's on the signs because the characters are completely different. That's, I think, what the experience is like to go through life with low or no literacy. But imagine being in your own home country. You know, you can't read the instructions your doctor gives you to care for yourself or for your child, how to take a prescription. You can't read the labels on a food package because it's too complicated. You can't find your way around in a strange place. You can't read a menu. So it's very, very basic things. And that just broke my heart. And it really touched me. And as I say, I got involved initially as an ESOL tutor, but I quickly got involved. It's such a small agency and they do such wonderful work that I quickly got involved as a board member as well. So I was involved very directly in both those capacities for about a decade.
1 week from tonight, you've got something very special going. It's a program called Reach for the Stars, and stars they are.
Oh, you put
together a stellar lineup. Tell us about this benefit concert.
Well, I chose Reach for the Stars as the title of this concert because that's what our tutors and students do each time they get together. I mean, they are reaching for the stars. These are goals that each student needs and wants desperately to reach. And, you know, of course, as you say, these are all-star performers. And so I just felt that that was kind of a fun way to put a theme onto the concert. So all of the music on the program is in some way related to the planets or space or the stars. So pianist Dror Biron from the CCM faculty is going to be playing the opening of the Moonlight Sonata by Beethoven, that beloved piece, as well as Claude Debussy's Clair de Lune. Organist Christina Hahn, who is the organist at Knox Presbyterian Church, she's an amazing musician. She is going to rock the rafters with Mars from the Planets by Gustav Holst. I've got...
And that's where the concert takes
and
place.
And that's where the concert
takes
place, at Knox Presbyterian. Exactly. A beautiful space, actually. And we're so incredibly grateful that Knox is donating the space and has been incredibly helpful and generous in allowing us to do this concert there. It's a beautiful place to hear music. Phil Clary and Cincinnati Choral Society, they're going to be performing some selections, including the hymn that Holst used in the Jupiter movement of the Planets, I Vow to Thee, My Country. Mary Elizabeth Southworth is an amazing singer. She's going to be doing a piece that has become sort of dear to me over the last couple of years. That's the gorgeous song To the Moon from Dvorak's Rusalka. And she's also going to be doing some music by Kurt Weill. Then there is a group that's made up of three CSO members as well as a Cincinnati Chamber Orchestra member. It's the Four Bridges String Quartet. They're going to be playing the Sunrise Quartet by Haydn. And the Four Bridges Quartet is Rebecca Kalman, Cheryl Benedict, Dan Kalman, and Belinda Burge. Wonderful, wonderful musicians. And then we're going to really just bring down the house, I think, with the Cincinnati Pops Brass Quintet, and then Christina Hahn also joining them for that. It is some music from Star Wars Episodes 1 and 2. It's Across the Stars and Duel of the Fates. That is music by John Williams, arranged by Douglas Lindsay, who is a trumpeter with the CSO. He's a member of this Cincinnati Pops Brass Quintet, along with Matthew Anklin, also Elizabeth Frymuth, trombonist Joseph Rodriguez, and tuba player Preston Light. So it's, you know, as I say, it's an all-star cast of performers, and it's going to be a really wonderful, fun, lively, entertaining program, as it always is.
That's a week from tonight at Knox Presbyterian Church time.
Yeah, Sunday, June 23rd, 4 o'clock in the afternoon at Knox. Again, a beautiful space. It's really known. The church is really known for its outstanding musical programs because it is such a beautiful place and comfortable place to hear music.
The benefit for the Literacy Council of Claremont and Brown Counties. Mm-hmm. It's a benefit for literacy.com. If you don't remember that, we'll put the link on our website, wvxu.org. Suzanne, thank you and continued success with your work with the Literacy Council.
Thank you so much.
And for Around Cincinnati, I'm Brian O'Donnell.